There were about 1,000 protesters outside Governor Scott Walker's home in Wauwatosa Tuesday night.
I think for my neighbor's sake, I hope it doesn't continue. But to me, I think that's partially what you see when you see money and influence coming in from other states. It really raises the stakes and the intensity.
And speaking of raising the stakes, Walker can raise unlimited amounts of money during the 60-day period for recall signatures to be collected. And he says he'll spend whatever it takes to get his message out.
But we wouldn't have to spend a penny of that if there weren't recalls. This is not something we brought on. This is not an issue out here. The focal point on the recalls have come from people, again, largely funded from out of state. They have every right to. There's nothing illegal about that. It's just the fact of the matter is we wouldn't be in this fight if it weren't for that kind of backing.
Walker maintaining Washington, D.C.-based unions are largely behind and largely bankrolling the recall effort. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.